Listening test. You're going to hear a journalist interviewing a private detective. Here's the beginning of the conversation.
Is being a private detective like it is in the films?
No. I mean, in films you only see a small part of what a private detective does, and usually the exciting part. You don't see the hours and hours of waiting, the boring side. It's a much less glamorous job than the films make out.
Here's an example of a question. Why is the job of a private detective not as glamorous as it looks like in films? Because it involves a lot of fighting? Because it involves a lot of waiting? Or because it doesn't involve a lot of money? The correct answer is because it involves a lot of waiting. Ready? Now, read the rest of the questions and alternative answers before listening to the conversation. Now listen to the rest of the conversation. You'll hear it three times. Write the correct answers in your exam book. Write the complete answer in the multiple choice questions, no more than one answer for each question, and fill in the gaps in the last five questions.
Is being a private detective like it is in the films?
No. I mean, in films, you only see a small part of what a private detective does, and usually the exciting part. You don't see the hours and hours of waiting, the boring side. It's a much less glamorous job than the films make out.
What does your job involve? What are the typical cases you have to deal with?
Most of my jobs are about money. The sort of cases I deal with are mainly divorces. For example, when a man needs evidence that his ex-wife is living with someone else, or working. And I also deal with debts, for example, when people owe money to a company. So it can involve all kinds of things, but it's mainly following people, watching them, seeing where they go, who they meet, and then writing a report for the client. I also do a lot of searching for missing relatives. Perhaps someone comes to me and says, I want to find my brother, I haven't seen him for 30 years, and so I see if I can find him.
Are your clients mostly men or women?
Both.
Does it make a difference?
Yes, it does. For example, in cases where one partner suspects that the other is being unfaithful, that they've got a lover, and wants me to find out, in these cases, the women clients are nearly always right. I mean, if they think their husband is having an affair, he usually is. But on the other hand, if the client is a man, he's usually wrong. He thinks his wife is having an affair, but she isn't. It's just his imagination. Or she's taken a job and hasn't told him.
Do you enjoy catching people out, finding that they've been deceiving someone?
No. In fact, I'd say that's the worst part of the job. If I find out, for example, that someone is being unfaithful, OK, I've done my job. But then I've got to give my client the news, tell them something they probably don't want to hear. For example, sometimes I find out that my client's husband or wife is leading a completely double life. And then the client will say, "Oh, I wish I'd never employed you. I'd have preferred not to know." But you'd be amazed how many people there are who are leading double lives.
What tricks do you use?
Well, obviously I can't tell you too much or I'd be out of a job. But, for example, I keep a lot of different coloured sweaters in the back of the car, in bright colours, red, blue, yellow. And if I'm following someone or watching their house, I keep changing my sweater. Because it's a fact that if someone thinks they're being followed, they think it's a man in a red sweater. They focus on the colour much more than on the person. Just changing the colour makes them immediately think you're someone else.
What advice would you give to someone who is deceiving somebody else and who has something to hide?
Never throw anything incriminating into the rubbish. It's the first place a private detective will look, in someone's rubbish bin. It's amazing how many people think that just throwing something into the rubbish means it's disappeared. It hasn't, of course. The people in old films who burnt evidence like letters in the fireplace weren't so stupid. It's much safer. And if you suddenly see workmen digging a hole outside your house, you should be suspicious. The workmen may be private detectives.
Does your job have any effect on your private life?
Well, the trouble with this job is that after a while you just don't trust anybody.
Now you'll hear the text again.
Is being a private detective like it is in the films?
No. I mean, in films you only see a small part of what a private detective does, and usually the exciting part. You don't see the hours and hours of waiting, the boring side. It's a much less glamorous job than the films make out.
What does your job involve? What are the typical cases you have to deal with?
Most of my jobs are about money. Sort of cases I deal with are mainly divorces. For example, when a man needs evidence that his ex-wife is living with someone else or working. And I also deal with debts. For example, when people owe money to a company. So it can involve all kinds of things, but it's mainly following people, watching them, seeing where they go, who they meet, and then writing a report for the client. I also do a lot of searching for missing relatives. Perhaps someone comes to me and says, "I want to find my brother. I haven't seen him for 30 years, and so I see if I can find him."
Are your clients mostly men or women?
Both.
Does it make a difference?
Yes, it does. For example, in cases where one partner suspects that the other is being unfaithful, that they've got a lover, and wants me to find out, in these cases, the women clients are nearly always right. I mean, if they think their husband is having an affair, he usually is. But on the other hand, if the client is a man, he's usually wrong. He thinks his wife is having an affair, but she isn't. It's just his imagination. Or she's taken a job and hasn't told him.
Do you enjoy catching people out, finding that they've been deceiving someone?
No. In fact, I'd say that's the worst part of the job. If I find out, for example, that someone is being unfaithful, OK, I've done my job. But then I've got to give my client the news, tell them something they probably don't want to hear. For example, sometimes I find out that my client's husband or wife is leading a completely double life. And then the client will say, "Oh, I wish I'd never employed you. I'd have preferred not to know." But you'd be amazed how many people there are who are leading double lives.
What tricks do you use?
Well, obviously I can't tell you too much or I'd be out of a job. But, for example, I keep a lot of different coloured sweaters in the back of the car, in bright colours, red, blue, yellow. And if I'm following someone or watching their house, I keep changing my sweater. Because it's a fact that if someone thinks they're being followed, they think it's a man in a red sweater. They focus on the colour much more than on the person. Just changing the colour makes them immediately think you're someone else.
What advice would you give to someone who is deceiving somebody else and who has something to hide?
Never throw anything incriminating into the rubbish. It's the first place a private detective will look, in someone's rubbish bin. It's amazing how many people think that just throwing something into the rubbish means it's disappeared. It hasn't, of course. The people in old films who burnt evidence like letters in the fireplace weren't so stupid. It's much safer. And if you suddenly see workmen digging a hole outside your house, you should be suspicious. The workmen may be private detectives.
Does your job have any effect on your private life?
Well, the trouble with this job is that after a while you just don't trust anybody.
Now you'll hear the text for the last time.
Is being a private detective like it is in the films?
No. I mean, in films you only see a small part of what a private detective does, and usually the exciting part. You don't see the hours and hours of waiting, the boring side. It's a much less glamorous job than the films make out.
What does your job involve? What are the typical cases you have to deal with?
Most of my jobs are about money. The sort of cases I deal with are mainly divorces. For example, when a man needs evidence that his ex-wife is living with someone else, or working. And I also deal with debts. For example, when people owe money to a company. So it can involve all kinds of things, but it's mainly following people, watching them, seeing where they go, who they meet, and then writing a report for the client. I also do a lot of searching for missing relatives. Perhaps someone comes to me and says, I want to find my brother. I haven't seen him for 30 years, and so I see if I can find him.
Are your clients mostly men or women?
Both.
Does it make a difference?
Yes, it does. For example, in cases where one partner suspects that the other is being unfaithful, that they've got a lover, and wants me to find out, in these cases, the women clients are nearly always right. I mean, if they think their husband is having an affair, he usually is. But on the other hand, if the client is a man, he's usually wrong. He thinks his wife is having an affair, but she isn't. It's just his imagination. Or she's taken a job and hasn't told him.
Do you enjoy catching people out, finding that they've been deceiving someone?
No. In fact, I'd say that's the worst part of the job. If I find out, for example, that someone is being unfaithful, OK, I've done my job. But then I've got to give my client the news, tell them something they probably don't want to hear. For example, sometimes I find out that my client's husband or wife is leading a completely double life. And then the client will say, oh, I wish I'd never employed you. I'd have preferred not to know. But you'd be amazed how many people there are who are leading double lives.
What tricks do you use?
Well, obviously I can't tell you too much or I'd be out of a job. But, for example, I keep a lot of different coloured sweaters in the back of the car, in bright colours, red, blue, yellow. And if I'm following someone or watching their house, I keep changing my sweater. Because it's a fact that if someone thinks they're being followed, they think it's a man in a red sweater. They focus on the colour much more than on the person. Just changing the colour makes them immediately think you're someone else.
What advice would you give to someone who is deceiving somebody else and who has something to hide?
Never throw anything incriminating into the rubbish. It's the first place a private detective will look, in someone's rubbish bin. It's amazing how many people think that just throwing something into the rubbish means it's disappeared. It hasn't, of course. The people in old films who burnt evidence like letters in the fireplace weren't so stupid. It's much safer. And if you suddenly see workmen digging a hole outside your house, you should be suspicious. The workmen may be private detectives.
Does your job have any effect on your private life?
Well, the trouble with this job is that after a while you just don't trust anybody.
That is the end of the listening test. Write your answers in your examination notebook if you've not already done so. Then you can go on with the rest of the examination.